Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
From the After 9 Podcast Studios, this is After 9 with Scott and Kat.
Hello, friends, and welcome to it. No, Scott's not here. Yes, he's fine, and we think. I can guarantee you that it's a maybe he's going to be back tomorrow.
Oh.
Sorry, we're not alone here, are we, Dave Lazard?
Hi, everybody!
Just waving at people walking
Hello.
By.
Hello! Actually, we can. I can bring in my. This is a friend of mine, Kara. She runs the program. So there's a bunch of college students in. Let me tell you guys what's happening in here. So usually it's not so loud. You guys might notice some noises in the background. We have a group of college students coming in to check out the radio station. There you go. You need that?
Yeah, there
volume?
It is. There
Sorry
it is.
About that.
I can't hear anything.
I hit record so fast because I was like, hurry up and record. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a group in here right now who is just taking a look around the radio station, seeing how things operate in the hopes of getting a job, actually being hired by you probably. You're probably the one they want to talk to the most.
Yeah.
And you're hiding in here with me.
I'm hiding in the
studio.
Yeah. No, we have business to attend to. Many important things going on.
Many important things, and we will talk about a bunch of things. I've just got so much here, and I don't even know where to start. We could probably talk about the Pearson heist, although I don't have all the info in front of me in this very moment. But it's exactly, there's some inside job things happening with that. The Pearson Airport heist. You guys remember this happened like a year ago. $20 million in goods stolen. And we all wondered, how did they just make off with it? And I think at the time, if I'm not mistaken, they told us about it. It was kind of delayed. Like they said, this happened, and we were like, when did this happen? How did it happen? And they wouldn't tell us anything because there's an investigation, and we totally understand that. However, today, finally, we learned of some arrests and warrants out for arrests.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a...
Someone who worked at Air Canada. Like, not surprising that a lot of these people are linked to airport stuff because you have to know the system in order to be able to get away with this.
Yeah, I can't specifically say that one person is... part of an inside job or anything like that, but there are people who were employees there that are involved, or at least one that I know of that I'm reading about.
Yeah.
So it was a lot. There was cash stolen, like $2.5 million in cash, over $20 million in gold bars. There's 6,600 gold bars that they stole. That's a
Holy
lot.
Guacamole.
That's a big heist, and but, I guess it wasn't like little bits at a time either.
No, they did it all at once. I'm just wondering where you take gold bars that are stolen. You have to know, like, do you take it to the cash man?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you go, hey, don't ask questions, but I've got a bunch of gold bars here. Like, how do you even go about when you're, like, I don't even know where to begin. If you gave me a bunch of gold bars and you were like, here, Kat, this is yours now. We stole this from Pearson and whoever actually owns them, because Pearson doesn't own them. But I would be like, what do I do now?
Yeah, I'm not
sure. Where do I take this?
I've never had a gold bar to trade for anything.
Situation, yeah.
I'm going to get six donkeys and a cow.
Like, I don't know where to go. I assume that some of these people took off, like, out of Canada. Like, I feel like some of these people aren't even in this country anymore.
Probably a safe bet.
They're out of here. Will they ever catch them? I don't know. They have a lot of money. Whoever it is probably it's like, I picture it as being like a movie, right? This is Ocean's 11, essentially, right? But Canada's version, which will eventually be a movie. I have no doubt in my mind someone's going to write a book and then someone's going to buy the rights to make that book a movie.
Do you want to know a little bit of the story here? Okay,
yes,
so the gold and the money was ordered from a refinery in Switzerland and then transported in a container through an Air Canada flight that landed in Toronto.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the cargo was then offloaded from the plane to an Air Canada cargo facility a couple of hours later. The suspect arrived at the facility with a fraudulent airway bill and gave it to an attendant. A short time later, a forklift arrived with a container of gold and foreign currency and loaded it into the rear of the suspect's truck. So he went in with a form and was like, hey, I'm supposed to pick up this item. They knew where that item was. They went and got it, and it just so happened to be.
Yep.
like 6,600 gold bars.
And I'm assuming there's some checks and balances to that that were not gone through, that should have been gone through in order to ensure that these were the right people that were supposed to pick it up. That was our guess. Like, I'm telling you, what happened is probably exactly what Scott and I have talked about on the podcast.
Do you want the best part?
Yes.
I think this is my favorite part of this story. Brinks Canada had a truck ready to go pick up the gold and currency. And when they showed up around 9:30, they were told, oh yeah, somebody already picked it up.
See? Because they
That's a movie. That's a movie.
Starring Ryan Gosling.
It's the Canadian one.
Yes, it's got to be Canadian. This is all Canadian stars. Cast. Yes.
Dan Aykroyd as the president of Canada.
They get it all wrong.
They get it all wrong. Everything's wrong.
Fucky.
Everything's
the
wrong.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
Carla Collins is the woman he loved.
Governor Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Just make it all up. Yeah. The energy czar, Julia Roberts.
Energy czar, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The poutine president. No, some shit like that. I hope it's a movie. I honestly do. So someone's going to make a book and then someone's going to buy the rights. And
Commander Tim Horton.
Yes.
He'll be in there.
Tim Hortons will be in there too.
But the gold, the gold bars distributed to somebody that shouldn't have been picking them up. It looks like somebody looked at a form and went, yep, this looks right.
Exactly. But if you looked closer, I'm sure it wouldn't. So people are also getting, not only are we catching people and people are getting arrested, do you think people get fired after today?
I would imagine they've probably already been fired, to be honest.
Yeah.
But this, it goes deep, right? Because you got to find out how inside of a job this was, if it was an inside job.
Yeah.
That's a deep dip.
You can say if, but look, we all know, no matter how which way you put it, it's good. It's an inside job in one way or another. Someone knows more than one person. I think knows stuff.
I don't want my passport flag, so I'm going to keep saying if and allegedly,
definitely, positively.
Yeah, certainly, maybe
we can confirm. No, it's an interesting story though, and keep in mind because if you just look to like Meta for your news, hopefully you don't because they don't put anything out there. So check in on the news. Like we're reading from a global news article that our colleagues were there, so they have all of the actual facts. It's
nine people arrested, by the way, in total.
And nine
people and 19 charges laid. Three Canada-wide arrest warrants have also been issued. So that globalnews.ca article, if you keep just refreshing it, it'll give you the updates.
Is there any, like, there's no trials here, right?
No, not charges have just
like
been
charges
laid.
Are, like charges, like you're that means they have enough on you, like you're fucked.
Yeah, yeah,
for
you
life.
Would think so.
They take that shit seriously.
Well, the charges are different, right? They're not all the same charges. Like one was possession of stolen property.
Right.
You know, another one is theft over 5,000, right. You know,
accomplices as well. Arrested.
Yes. A lot of them. Yeah. Knowingly possessing stolen goods was another one that came up too. So that's it's a big, big thing to deal with.
You have to be going through some shit in your life. If you help these people out, you know what I mean? If they were like, hey, Dave, I heard you got a storage space. Can I store some gold bars there? Like you have to be like, I hate my life to be like, yeah, you can absolutely stole that. So you keep that stolen that stuff right here.
Well, that's it.
Like I don't know people who would do like, I just,
Do you have friends to the level that will do literally anything for you?
So you know what? Not long ago, we had a list of friends that you're supposed to have. And one of them is called the dead body friend.
Mm.
And you should on your roster of friends, if that's what you want to go with. Let's call them, let's say it's a roster. Cause we should all have a roster of friends, and maybe friends also include family. I'm totally fine with that. Like maybe your sister or your brother are like your main person in life. That's totally fine. We can include that. One of them should be a dead body friend. That's the one that you can call and literally they'll help you bury a dead body. Like that's, they say everybody should have one of those. Do I mean, aside from my partner who I hope,
right?
Like we have to take our partners out. If we have to take our partners out of the equation, I have to say I have a couple friends that I would call first, yes, that might help. I don't know for certain if they were actually put on the spot of like, I have gold bars, which I don't. I have stolen gold bars in my possession. Can you hide some? I have a couple friends that might say yes to that.
Really?
That's a maybe.
I don't know. I don't think I would be the guy to do it.
Does that make me accept?
Like, does that make me a bad friend? If I said no, if somebody was like, hey,
no.
Got a body in my trunk, I have like 10 minutes, I'm going to get caught, I need help. Like, would I be like, sorry, I can't help you? Or like, new phone, who dis? Like, what do I say?
Let me tell you why that's a good thing. Because you have stuff in your life that you kind of like.
Yeah.
You have kids that you want to be around with. Like, you think of those worst case scenarios. If I got caught, that's what I think of. Because I'm like, you know, I love these people, like my friends, whatever. But there's certain things where I'm like, I'm not going to risk my kids not growing up with a mom over your bad decision.
Too much pride in a ride or die.
Right?
Snitch all day. Keeps me out. I'm snitching.
I'm not. But see, that polar up, snitch, never. I would.
Really?
I am a fucking volt.
You,
volt.
A volt?
Volt.
I'm a volt of silence.
Volt. I have powers. I know things.
So if a friend comes to you.
I know things, and you can trust me with that up here, but I'm not going to physically hide things for you. Does that make sense? You could tell me you killed someone. Here's how it goes. You could tell me you killed someone. I might pretend I didn't hear you, but I could hear you, but I would never tell anyone that you told me that.
Really?
Does that make sense?
Even if you knew that that knowledge or withholding that knowledge hurt someone else?
Hurt someone that I know and love? That's a problem. Hurt someone that I don't know?
Strangers? F them? Is that
fuck the strangers. You know, I don't know that person.
Oh. So like,
I assume they did something bad to you for you to kill them. Here's the other thing is what? I would just assume, you did what was best for you in that time,
you're
in
like,
that
all,
moment.
All of my friends are perfect. None of them are psychos. And then you get one who's a psycho and you're like, I'm sticking to my guns. This person's not crazy.
But over time, as you get older, you do drop the psychos. You know, like some psychos probably would have been in my life if I chose for them to be, but I've dropped off. I've got core good ones. I got my... I get ride or die is probably like an old term nobody uses anymore, but they are kind of my ride or die.
Your squad.
They've known me since I was like literally a kindergartner. And I have like a group of girlfriends that I know if I told them, well, most of them, I think if I told that I did something very illegal, none of them would snitch. They'd probably tell their husbands and shit. Go running to their husbands and tell them. But I would trust, because I would probably do that too, but I would trust that they would not like go to the cops. Not that I do anything bad. Like I'm just, I don't, but you know.
Sound like you're talking yourself into an alibi of some
sort. I know.
I'm going to need somebody to prove my whereabouts last Friday at 7 p.m.
But the hey shit is interesting to me.
Would you lie for a best friend though? In that, let's say the person did something terrible and then they like, I need an alibi.
I have trouble with lying. I'm not a good liar. Like I said, I can keep things. No problem. I can keep secrets. No problem. I cannot lie.
Okay.
I don't even like pranks. Like if someone's like, let's prank Dave and tell him that I don't, I'm like, I'm not your person.
Well,
go
I appreciate
someone else.
I appreciate that you say that because I don't like to be pranked. So that's
like
great.
I don't like to be pranked either. I don't like, you know what I even have trouble with? Keeping surprise party secret. I don't like it. Like it's a lot of pressure, especially if I'm around someone all the time. And I'm like, what are you doing on Friday? Nothing. Like I used to hate, I don't like keeping, like again, I'll do it, but I don't like it. I don't like lying. I don't like, I just would rather just be honest.
It's a great form of protest. I don't wanna, but I will. That's what you
basically
say when somebody gives you an extra tequila shot. I don't wanna, but I will.
Yeah. Now that you could talk me into usually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've committed a homicide and you need to get it off your chest and you need to tell somebody, I guess Kat's there for you.
I'm here for you.
Good
yeah,
for
that's
you.
True. Unless you killed someone I like. Like I said, though, there is an asterisk. If you killed someone I like or I care about.
Oh, my God.
Then I have a problem.
You sit at home and make a list. No. Which list would you put them? No.
No.
Move them over to that side.
Yeah. Shall we move on to food news?
Yes. Let's talk food. I'm getting hungry all of a sudden. So
okay. Perfect.
Makes sense.
Perfect timing. And guess what's available to you as of today? Tim Hortons pizza.
Bold.
So McDonald's couldn't do it for us.
Yeah. Remember McDonald's got rid of the pizza because it took too long?
This is going to go fine. I feel like if I worked at Tim Hortons, I loathe these announcements that come down. I'd be like, oh, is that what you're also making us do on top of all the other shit that we have to do in a day? However, as a consumer and a customer of Tim Hortons, I could see this being popular. So the press release that comes down here in front of me announces these flatbreads. I mean, flatbread pizzas. So, okay, fine. So it's not like a, what do they say? Flatbread, whatever. It's pizza. Have four flavors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Whoa. So they broke
cheese.
Up. Let me understand this. They broke up into teams and said, all right, group A, you're going to come up with a flavor or a style. Group B, you're going to do the same. And they go all through And group one comes back and goes, all right, we've exhausted our budget. We did a ton of research on this and we think we've got it. All right, group one, what is it? Hear me out. Cheese pizza.
Like, whoa!
Just cheese.
I'm not kidding you when I say that they actually say that they ate thousands of flatbread pizzas, executives and chefs, ate thousands to come up with these four. So that's your first one. Cheese. The next one is pepperoni.
Of course. What are we doing? How much research went into this?
The third one is actually intriguing. Intriguing. It's called bacon everything. And they do include the everything seasoning. You know, like your everything bagels and stuff like that, whatever. Which, by the way, makes for a good dip. If you get everything bagel seasoning, you could just buy that as is, like Epicure and shit like that. I'll have them. Oh, there's all kinds of different ones. And you mix it with cream cheese, it makes for a nice little spread. Fun tip for you. Anyway.
I hate that tip. It's the worst tip I ever heard.
Fuck me, right? Yeah, but bacon everything is the second, the third.
Sorry, I don't know why I just dismissed that really honestly a good idea.
I fucking hate that.
I don't like it.
That sounds awful. You're dumb, you piece of shit.
No, I just dismissed it immediately. No. Absolutely not.
You have horrid taste.
Your taste buds are filthy.
The fourth one.
You should go through a car wash with your mouth open. You need that tricolor foam to take care of your filthy face and the stupid things that are coming out of your mouth.
Take a drive. Drive to the nearest lake and then go fucking drown yourself. Yeah, just you don't deserve to live.
Just swim down to the bottom and just stay there.
Take a seat. Yeah. Take a seat. Okay, fourth flavor is chicken parmesan.
That's a weird one for a flatbread, I think. But hey, it's risky. Let's see.
These are frozen, right? And they're just popping them into the oven real quick when you order them. Guys, is this what's happening? If you work at Tim Hortons and you have inside information, please, you could text us at 1-833-915-SHOW. You can DM at Dave Blizzard and at Voice of Cat and at Scott Fox on Air. Tell him, because I know he's curious too.
I want him to kind of be like, what the hell are they talking
about? I want him to just get flooded with DMs of like, the pizza comes pre-done. It's frozen. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Or you can DM him just the word of the one you would like to try.
Yeah.
So just...
Oh, yeah.
So Scott just gets a bunch
bacon
of DMs.
Everything.
Saying, pepperoni. 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 Why is everyone saying pepperoni?
Pepperoni. What is happening? You know he'd automatically blame us, though.
Instantly. Yeah, it'll be up immediately.
Okay, one more thing, because we have to make this a short one, guys. I'm sorry. We have things and places and people that want to talk to us, apparently.
I thought you were going to say people to do, and I was like, ma'am?
What was excuse that? Me?
Yeah. It says you.
This we already kind of knew. But it was made official yesterday. Travis Kelce is going to be hosting a show called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? This is a spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Amazon Prime is where you're going to be able to see this. They've given them an order already of like a bunch of episodes. And I think that they start filming very soon. Each game is going to welcome an adult contestant. They have to specify that. Who's going to rely on a classroom full of celebrities to help them answer 11 questions on a range of subjects. The final question could win that person $100,000 if they get that far. It's always at the sixth grade level, that final question. So to me, the fact that this is not kids anymore, right? We're talking about celebrities. This is Hollywood Squares.
I feel...
This is Hollywood Squares, but they're not in squares. They're at desks.
Just in the classes, yes.
And by the way, I'm not saying that because I don't like it. I'm saying that because I fucking loved Hollywood Squares.
I was a big fan too.
I loved that show.
It was always the same group of celebrities that were on it all
same
the time,
people
too.
People all the time.
Always the center square. Do you remember who had it?
Whoopi Goldberg, baby.
Whoopi Goldberg. Hey, y'all. I think the answer is 17. All right. Do you believe Whoopi or not? You know, like but there was that whole.
I think that's what it basically is.
Those kind of celebrities that are on the show.
You had the entire cast of Suddenly Susan, whoever was available. Yeah. Usually,
Gilbert Godfrey.
Was
I
on.
Like donkeys, and you're like, oh, that's not what the question was.
Sally Struthers.
What about so who's the new one? Like, if you stick with that tier of celebrity, because before it was, you know. You'd get the Ernest Borgnines of the world, but I don't think anybody now is gonna...
or Caroline Ray. People are like, who the fuck is that now?
That's a really good one. What about Dave Coulier?
Oh yeah.
Do you like?
You could still do some of those 90 stars.
What about Seth Green?
Yeah. I'm thinking like, so those were all, the, it was always the 90s stars. You could even do the early 2000s stars, like a Misha Barton.
Mario Lopez.
Oh, Will Wheaton.
Sitting in the back row, Kelly Pickler. Yes. Oh. And oh, look who she's sitting beside. It's Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
Any of the bachelors, any of the past bachelors, any of the past bachelorettes. Oh, how about Vinny from Jersey Shore?
I was sitting right next to Billy Eichner.
Zach Hansen.
Galen Weston.
Oh, no.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Oh, no.
Like, or is anybody going to be like, oh, I'm really excited. Alfonso Ribeiro's on.
Here's the, you know, there's going to be a shit ton of athletes. Because we're talking Travis Kelce. So I'm thinking about connections, right? Because if you're Travis Kelce, you want this to do well. So you're calling everybody on your contact list.
Warren Sapp.
Taylor Swift. No, she's not doing that shit.
David Ortiz. Oh, could Taylor be?
No, Taylor would never do
that. He knows better than to ask that favor,
he will
right?
Not even. No, she would have to ask him.
Watch you learn that she wrote like the theme song for it or something like that.
Oh my God.
How could that be?
It's a celebrity, baby, just knew this.
Also on the panel, Wayne Brady, Tanya Harding, Oscar the Grouch, and Julie Chen Moonves.
Julie Chen Moonves. Honestly, I could see it, but I'm excited about it. I don't hate it.
Jack Osbourne.
I'm telling you, I don't hate it.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun too.
And it's a game show on Amazon Prime. Getting into that world, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's everything's just going to be there.
By the way, did you see the Disney announcement from earlier this week? They're talking about now they're going to be launching a streaming channel, like a linear channel that's just always on. And like, so when you go to your Disney Plus, you click on your stream and there's a Star Wars one and then there's a Marvel one and it's just constantly playing
things from it.
Yeah. And the idea is that they want you to maybe just stumble on it and, oh, I haven't seen this Marvel movie. Now I'm going to go in on demand and go get it. You know what it is? It's
television. You know what? That could work though. Cause someone's going to stumble upon like fucking Handmaid's. I don't think it's The Handmaid's Tale, Disney, but whatever. They stumble upon a show and
American
like,
Horror Story.
It's like, okay. So then they're on season 3, episode 7 when they start watching like, this is fucking interesting.
I'm gonna go back.
How
now.
Can I go back? You have to get the service to go back and watch it in order.
But you'll be watching it on Disney Plus already. Because it's a streaming channel, but your on-demands are still there.
Wait, do you have to have Disney Plus to get these streaming channels?
Yes.
Oh, this is stupid.
You don't get a random...
This sounds dumb. I don't like it.
But I get it.
I don't like it.
I get it.
It
because it is overwhelming for these services. You go on and there's just...
It is overwhelming.
There's so many series. Yeah. And I've had so many people say, you should watch this. You should watch this.
You're like, yeah, why don't you fucking find time for that? Like,
why don't you watch it and then just tell me what happened?
Yeah. Tell me.
And tell me all the funny parts.
Yeah. Reenact it right now.
Yeah, immediately.
Speaking of Disney Plus, I got
Billy Crudup.
I got shit on today a little bit. And this is the last thing, guys, because we really do have to go. I got shit on a little bit today. This was the story. Disney Plus is going to be releasing a restored version of the Beatles film, Let It Be. This, and by the way, that's a making of one of the albums. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a making of one of the Beatles albums.
I believe. Oh, yes, it was. Yeah.
It's 50 years old.
It's like a tour. It's like a tour video.
It's old, obviously. So they're restoring it. Very nice of them. It's going to premiere May 8th. It'll be the first time the film's actually available in over 50 years. I guess unless you have it on VHS.
Yeah, it's been out in different forms over the years.
I thought that was cool. And here's why. The reason why is the reason why I got shit on a little bit, but there's a lot of people who agreed with me. I don't want to say these. I don't want to say this in the wrong way. I don't want to say the wrong word.
Oh my gosh, just say it. I know you're so nervous to say the wrong thing here.
I don't understand the hype about the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Obviously, I wasn't there and I didn't live through it. But that aside, I didn't really grow up listening to the Beatles. I knew that they were a band that was obviously like very popular. Open doors. A lot of artists, when you ask them, will still say that the Beatles were one of their inspirations. So I know that they're big. I still don't understand like what they did. Did they actually come up with a formula to make themselves popular? Or were they boosted to stardom because they were televised? And back then, barely anyone was televised. So they just happened to be the ones that were pushed forward in this scene. I'm just asking the questions. I'm just saying I don't understand why. But watching, let me finish. But watching something like this may gain me an appreciation for the Beatles, whom right now I don't get the hype. I see Paul McCartney, It seems overrated because I don't, because, but I'm telling you, it's because of my lack of understanding of what happened. Do you understand? So I'm being honest.
So then you can't say that he's overrated. You could just say you don't understand him.
To me, he seems overrated because I don't understand what he did. But if I watch something like this, maybe I'll gain an appreciation. Don't Beatles fans at least appreciate that I can admit that? Because you could sit here and say that you don't get what boy bands ever did for pop culture. And I could say, are you fucking kidding me? Because I lived and breathed it for years as a child in the 90s. As a child in the 90s, I lived and breathed for the boy bands and Britney Spears and that pop, that generation of pop. So if someone today or my kids are like, I don't get it. Who fucking cares about Britney Spears? I would be like, I hope, let me just play you this video, documentary, whatever the case is. And in this case, it's the film Let It Be, which may help me garner an appreciation. Does that make sense? But sure. I'm not alone. We had a lot of texts on this, just so you know, saying that they agreed. And that they will also, but to be fair, they're going to watch it too.
You got so defensive. So defensive that you just went on an offensive rant.
I did.
About.
Because I already heard that people say things. In the hall, Simon we work with was like, are you fucking kidding me about the Beatles? I'm like, kidding you about what? I don't understand it. And he also actually, he told me about a different documentary that's already available right now. I should watching. Get Back is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's so much to unpack here, and we don't have the time to do it, but
no,
I'm just going to say this from the top level. You don't have to be alive when the Beatles were at their hype to understand the hype.
Well, that's what I'm hearing.
I wasn't. But I can tell you that everything about them is impressive. In the seven or 8 years that they recorded albums, the amount of music that came out of them is genius level.
Yeah.
It really, truly is. Like when we talk about the true musical geniuses of all time composers, and we're putting everybody in there. They created a sound that didn't exist. They perfected a sound that didn't go to mainstream. Like, are we going to look back in 50 years and be like, I don't get Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Some people might.
Do you think there will be?
To be, and I will be fair about it and say, why don't you watch this? Why don't you watch
Miss Stupid Idiot? Why don't you watch the Eras Tour?
Watch Miss Americana, right? I would say watch that documentary, see her. And Taylor Swift does a whole other thing we don't have time for. But I would say, like, yeah, you could replace Taylor Swift with other people, but it's not going to be the same. And she also, she definitely is one of those artists. We're living in that moment now. You're absolutely right.
And it's the same thing with the Beatles. So
and
I can
could
say
have been
that
the same thing with the Beatles. Right?
There's nobody else like them. There isn't.
So
Ringo Starr, like, had a style of drumming. He always gets picked on as like the least popular Beatle.
And he doesn't care though. He's like, I've been rich my whole life.
But he is like, there's just, if you go and watch other drummers talk about Ringo, like some of the best drummers in the world talk about it with reverence about how incredible of a drummer Ringo Starr really is. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to hit the most notes. You don't have to do any of that. He had a style about him that was just so unique. And when you listen to the music now, if you're listening for certain things, you're like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, how did they do that back then?
The songwriting, I remember hearing about some of the songwriting and the songs and what they're really about and the meaning behind it. And I think that that's great. I mean, they probably spent most of the time high, and there's nothing wrong with that. But
I'm so fortunate enough to meet Ringo. I went to an event. I was invited to this thing. It was like a press conference, but it was a little like a tour announcement. He does this a lot at Casino Rama for some reason. Loves it there. Kicks off his tours quite often there. And so he brings his all-star band together, bunch of 80s rockers, and that puts together this awesome band. And they just started playing a few songs for us.
Yeah.
There's like 15 people there.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's sitting there and he's like, all right, here's some of the songs we're going to play on tour. And they just start playing. Halfway through the song, he's like, all right, that's enough of that. And he just stops. He'll just stop drumming.
That's all you get.
Oh, let's play another one. And he'll just start playing something else. But he did a Q&A. And I was just, again, like in a position where I was like, I'm in the same room as a Beatle. Like, that's wild to me.
Absolutely. Like I know that they made a mark, but I need to understand for myself how they did it. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I think that this will help. That's all.
Well, after you watch it and listen to the music, I wonder if you will say that you think they're overrated, because it's not going to be a sound that's contemporary for the most part. Like, it's not going to sound like today's music.
Right.
So you really have to know that going in, If you're expecting it to be,
nobody heard anything like this before. I get that. And even when I think about Elvis, because Elvis I was more exposed to as a kid, mm-hmm. like tons, because my grandmother was obsessed with Elvis. So every time it was Elvis Christmas album was playing at Christmas time, she was talking about Elvis nonstop. I've watched a bunch of documentaries on Elvis. So I feel like I'm going to watch it. And I'm sure I will understand and appreciate more.
The Arbor Day concert with Elvis is unbelievable, by the way. You need to go find that.
Why'd you get that look?
Cool, you're like Christmas and like, Elvis had an album for every holiday.
He did.
Including
he
Arbor Day.
You're right. And oh my God.
Happy President's Day.
Hey Elvis, you gonna win this race? I'm gonna win this race. If you know, you know.
I'm gonna get first place. Yeah.
Okay, that's it for us, friends. We gotta go. Like we said, we guarantee that Scott might be here tomorrow.
Yeah. It is a 100% guarantee that he will possibly be here tomorrow.
Great. Bye, friends.